want to finish off on this question. It's a massive topic.
I may say a couple more words about it, but at least it's mostly we've done what we came to do. So just to sum up so far, the way that the Rishonim understand Lefikach is, by the way, tomorrow, just to make clear, tomorrow's regular shiur, in other words, 1 o'clock. So we have at least tomorrow and Tuesday, and then I'll try to do some from Israel, so you won't, and then once we come back, we'll go back to the regular schedule, and that should be fine. So we've been discussing, the different perspectives on what constitutes Lefikach, and really ends up being quite a range. I just wanted to expand on a couple of things that I was rushing on at the end of Thursday's shiur. So that basically what we were saying was that the Baalei Tosfos have a very extreme view of Lefikach. According to them, the subject of the Gemara is really revolves around the what they think is an anansadi, and what they think is implicit in the Gemara is that the discussion of the Gemara is about migu b'mokom, the possibility of an effective migu. That's what distinguishes bika and chotzer, and that the Lefikach basically establishes the anan sahadi, which is a very, very strong, obviously, force for the migu. And in other words, as opposed to the migu, and therefore it's migu b'mokom anan sahadi, and that's what our Gemara is really talking about. Again, I think that's from a parshanut, point of view. If you didn't have compelling logical reason for it, you would certainly say that ikar chaser min ha-sefer, and that would be a charitable thing to say, and that, it doesn't sound like that's what the Gemara is talking about. That doesn't mean it isn't. Again, I'm not judging it. I only emphasize it. It's a phenomenon, so that makes it interesting in its own right. But what's really important about it is the degree to which the Baalei Tosfos are very strongly of the opinion, right, that physical tfisa, or motu mechaver olav araya, has significant limitations. And that whenever, number one, it's la'acha leidus hasafek, it just doesn't work. That's A. And B, that that category of tfisa lacha leidus hasafek is expanded quite a bit in Baalei Tosfos, and that's the subtle. Both points are not explicit in whether tfisa lacha leidus hasafek doesn't work. That could be the pshat in Tokfa Kohen Motzin or Ein Motzin Miyado, could be the pshat in some other Gemaras, but it's not 100% clear. There are other ways to explain those phenomena, as we discussed, including, kind of, kumbase, la'achar, just that doesn't even constitute tfisa at all, not that the tfisa isn't effective. But either way, as I say, the bigger chiddush in Tosfos is not only that klal, but the application of that klal, even to the case of bika. It's mechudash applying it to chatzer, since there wasn't officially din Torah, and had you asked the parties, at the time, you don't know what they would have, actually said. It's conceivable they would have said, yeah, this is a unilateral wall. And either way, we didn't. So it's mechudash there, and it's even more mechudash to say this in bika, where there's not even, there as say, it might be not vadai uvadai, but safek uvadai. I think in both cases, you have to ask the question whether or not the equality of this is also very, very important, right? That of the both protagonists, both in the bika case and in the chatzer case, are the equivalent of vadai uvadai or safek uvadai. You could have said safek uvadai even in chatzer, and you could say vadai uvadai even in bika, and you could say that that's gufa, the difference, between them. This is again a broader topic, but it's a beginning of bab metzia question, like shnayim ochsim betalis. What about that's the way Baalei Tosfos in beginning of bab metzia and in olavasu daf lamed daled, the way they describe shnayim ochsim. Others don't see it that way. This is not exactly shnayim ochsim because it's a it's a building on a border, but it's also not exactly hahu arva. Either. There's certainly, Dror de Mamona, at minimum. So whether or not it's, kind of we treat each person as having a, you know, a vadai claim, you know, just an equal vadai claim, or each one having an equal satay claim. And that could be, you know, the difference not only between bikkah and chatzah, but that also may make the difference in terms of this question of what constitutes tfisa lahakar, you know, leidas asafek. So that's really what we were, that's what we've done, just reviewing for a second. The Ran, as I say, and, you know, Yitzhak was pointing out correctly, I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah tests this, but he goes along with it. The Ran actually says that even in the chatzah case, that's not tfisa lahakar leidas asafek. Because there was no din Torah, we don't know, had there been a din Torah, you know, what the parties would have said. And even if it's predictable, it still may not constitute, you know, tzvi salach alei v'sasach. And Gufa, that's where Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, you know, come in, swoop in, and their lefikach is parshanut-wise, you know, much more appealing than Tosis is. Because they're working with Tosis's view, but the lefikach ends up being at least the difference, you know, between chatzer and bika, due to, you know, the strength of the tainas, or maybe the vadei vadei suffix suffix, or whatever you want to say, or the anansadi, or the chazaka, whatever it is. Either way, lefikach, you know, ends up being much more of a, you know, direct factor in whether you say motzi mechaver alav araya, not, you know, whether or not in such a situation, you know, you're going to say migu, you know, keneged. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Yonah and that's Rajba. Within Rabbeinu Yonah and Rajba, we also saw an escalation. Certainly, they're both in the worldview of Bali Tosis with that big distinction. Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, was already quoting Takva Kohen, which Bali Tosis were not, maybe because they realized that even though they're saying what they're saying, right, there's still a difference between Takva Kohen, you know, and called Alam Gavar, and that. Rabbeinu Yonah was equating them. The Rajba went even further and wanted to equate some aspects of Naskad Rababa. And then the Rajba, of course, has this also further case of a first physical Ruvain, then a physical, you know, initiated Shimon. That's pretty much, you know, what we did. The second perspective was the Ran and the Nebuki Yosef themselves, who also have a clear path in terms of the Parshanut of the Sugya. Because for them, again, Lefikach is a force that, you know, is a counterpoint to Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya. And that is, you know, that's an easy way to read the Gemara. If the Gemara says, oh, we should say Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya, and the answer is no, we're not going to say Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya because of Lefikach. Okay? So that is, you know, that's their pshat. The question that, you know, that you're left with is, and what about, you know, this whole idea of tfisa lahakar leidas asafek, etc. So, again, Nebuki Yosef is quiet about it, but the Ran is clear about it. And that's a really important machlokas. It does sound like the Ran agrees about the principle of tfisa lahakar leidas asafek. He just thinks it doesn't even apply to chatzer, whereas Rabbeinu Yonah and Rajba think that's a difference between chatzer and bikkah, and Tosis thinks it applies even to bikkah. So that's the second mahalach, I would say, in the sugya. Or, you know, you could call it the third if you want to consider Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba different. Right. Then comes the riff, and that's what I want to speak about for a couple of more minutes now. So again, the yesod of the riff is what? What's the yesod of the riff? The yesod of the riff?
The yisod of the riff is
Shibla Kapti Adadi, which is the Gemara Daf Kufta Zayin in Bava Metzia. And we'll see in a moment that they definitely have expanded it. But just to, we'll leave that for a second, even though I do think it's also relevant to what we're about to say. So what's the implication of, and therefore, how do you read the Gemara? What does the Lefikach mean?
Therefore, according to this, we see Lefikach as a certain misleading point.
Lefikach is a little peripheral, but not quite as peripheral as it is for Tosis. Right? It's somewhere like, you know, in between. As I say, it's the parallel opposite of Tosis, but not quite as extreme. I mean, for Tosis, Lefikach is about migu, you know, neged. Migu neged Lefikach. For the Rif, it's about motzi mechavero olav araya, but not neged Lefikach, which is what it is for the Ran and Nebuki Yosef. right? Yonatan Bad?
About
undoing the Motzi Mechavera, all of Araya, because of Lefikach. That's Lefikach is the reason that you can apply the principle of Shutfi Lo Kapti. Once you've done that, you know, then it's not like the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef that you're overriding, you know, Tvisa. What you're saying is there is no Tvisa. It looks like there's a physical Tvisa, but it ends up being a Tvisa Shurtvas, which is not a Tvisa at all. So in terms of the implication, the Rif, Udi Ime, belong with the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef in terms of denying, you know, the factor of Tvisa Lachalena Sasafek of Tosas, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashi, correct? The only thing that we don't know here, and this is intriguing, is why that is. Is that because, like the Ran, they think that the Yesod is correct, but it doesn't apply even in Chatzar? Or is it possible, and this would get you embroiled with, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to, painfully, you know, decline to get too involved in it, This gets you into the whole Tapfer Kohen question and those kind of sugyas. Like, what do the Rif and the Rambam, you know, Udi Imam, like, what do they think about those cases? Because it's very possible that there's not even any kind of self-consciousness in the Rif Udi Ime, you know, in this sugya. What they're saying is, there's a physical tvisa. You know, the fact that maybe it is Lachar Leidos HaSafek, the Mafreya. But since it's not lachar, you know, leidos hasafek, you know, mikan o lahaba, so it's not considered an illegal, you know, initiative. Or, you know, since it's sheval tase, you know, and then you have to explain paninu, but maybe paninu is beliedim, so that could be a whole different issue. But the point is that, you know, the general idea of per se tvisa la'akar leidos hasafek, you know, l'mafreya or mikano l'haba, it could be that they don't just, you know, argue about the application. They may argue about the yisod itself. Okay. And that would have important implications, you know, down the road. And that is the view of the Rif, the Rach. Ben Chananel quotes the Rif. I'm sorry. The Rabbeinu Chananel says what the Rif says in Bamba Tzia, on Dav Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis, and that's a Gya. That's where you get the Rach, pretty much quoting the Rif. And then you have who else holds this way?
The Rimigash.
The Rimigash, clearly. Excellent. And who else? What?
The Rambam.
The Rambam. But you said it more of like a question.
No.
Yeah. So the Rambam also seems to go, you know, in this path. Anybody else?
The Rush?
The Rush quotes, the Rush seems like he's following the Rif too. But even earlier than the Rama. Did we say the Rama already? No. Right, the Yad Rama. Okay? So this is the view of the Rif, the Rach, the Rimigash, we'll assume for the moment the Rambam, I just want to get back to it for a second, the Rambam, the Rama, and possibly the Rosh. Right. Sounds like the Rosh, because he quotes the Rif and he doesn't really quote the whole Balei Tosas, etc. Now, of course, within that group, there could be some differences. For example, like, what do they really think? Why are they avoiding... Why, in other words, again, all those who show them are kind of embracing the idea of, you know, physical tvisa. You know, so what they think about the general idea of tvisa lachalei sasafe is an open question for all of them. That doesn't mean they all agree. Some of them might say, we agree with the Yisod, but we agree with the Ran, anachronistically, because they're all before the Ran. Or some of them may say, we just don't think it's a correct Yisod. And that the cases upon which it is based, as I say, you have a different explanation. But that is the group. So let's just take each one, you know, very quickly. Before we get to them, I think that, you know, as we noted already, there's one huge problem with the Rif, with the Rif, Tovia, which is?
The guy is claiming he's not a Shita,
so which we call the Tosas Rid problem. That was the Tosas Rid in Sefer Machria. It's also the Shitas Kamoi, also has it, quotes the, he brings it here. So, the Tosas Rid, you know, has two contributions, right? We'll get to the second one in just a minute. But the first one is his rejection, explicit rejection of the Rif. He's the one who frontally attacks the Shitas HaRif. And the argument is, as we've already read in the record, and as Tobias just alluded to as well, what's the argument again, Dan?
You have one party saying they're not Shuftim, so you can't...
Right, and the Shuftim Lokopti Adadi refers to a case where basically there's an agreement about their Shuftis. I'm seeing through the thing that the thing is on behind me. The question is, can I read it, or would it be like reversed? Like, if I could see it, would it be reversed?
This is setting that you can reverse.
It would be a mirror image.
This is setting to reverse it, so that way you would be able to be
a... Really? You can do that? Amazing. Okay. Just show me how to do that. I mean, right now, it should be reversed, though.
Yeah.
Like, if I... I guess, can you do that? No. Okay. Well, what am I... So the... okay. Yeah. So the Tosas Rid basically is trying to, you know, like a good critic, you know, just notes that the Rif has extended the Gemara in Bava Metzia, you know, beyond, beyond what it initially said, because it initially is a case where there's no argument, you know, about the Shutfas in the building. And here, that exactly is the issue. And therefore, the Tosas Rid thinks, yeah.
Won't the Rif just respond that that's good for the Anansadi?
Say again?
Won't the Rif just respond that that's good for the Anansadi?
So the Rif, this is what's interesting, so I'm glad you said that, except that there's no evidence in the Rif. I mean, the Rif says, you know, three sentences, although they are Mihashaminan, which sounds like he thinks it's a big deal. It sounds like by saying Mihashaminan, that the Rif understood, you know, that he was extending the din of Shutfin Lokopti. Correct? So, but he never says the words Anansadi, or even Chazaka. Which leads us to wonder, you know, in the Rif, is that implicit or not? So I think that there are, that's what I wanted to bring out in the next couple of minutes. It's hard to know about the Rif because he doesn't say. If you see the Mehash Shaminan as a kind of a drumbeat, you know, that it's because of the Lefikach, and the Lefikach is playing some sort of a role, then, you know, then I think, again, I don't think that's a an absolute, you know, answer to the Tosas Rid, but I think it is maybe the Rif's answer to the Tosas Rid, is what I'm saying. I mean, Tosas Rid is right, no matter what, that there is a gap between Bava Metzia, Kufta Zayin, and the application here. Even if there is an Anan Sahadi, because there's still that catch 22, right? And they're not hakol modim about it, right? So, do we need them to be modim for it to be shutfas lokopti, or just that we objectively, right, are satisfied? So, I think your point is well taken, except that there's nothing in the Rif, you know, per se, except for the problem, you know, that implies that he holds it as an ansadi, which makes it very interesting, even though they do not say this, connect this at all. But there is an interesting argument in the poskim in Simin Kuftun Zayin, or between the poskim in general, right, regarding Shita Sarif in the Migu case. Right, that was one of the thought experiments, right? So, what will the Rif say about a Migu situation that goes against Lepika? But let's say the guy says, believe me that I, you know, built the law I built the wall exclusively, you know, because I could have said, let's say whatever, these aren't the same avanim or la'adam, or, you know, these are different avanim or whatever it is. Will you say, migu di bayamar, let's just say you have an effective igu, ne'amon lomar ani bilvad, you know, ani ba'atzmi, you know, b'li siyo achaveri, you know, bana, b'li siya sakosa. Right? Oh. So the Magad Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, I believe, Magen Mishnah on, I think on Perek Beis Hilchos, Shekeinim Halacha Tez Zayin, if I recall, they assume that the Rif would say that that's Migul B'mokom Anansad. And that, you know, he, in other words, without saying, you know, not getting to the problem I'm raising up, they're assuming that the that even though the Rif, you know, doesn't say it, that Lefikach is also something. You have it?
Yeah.
Am I saying it right, or am I flipping them? And the Shach disagrees in Kol Shemishpach about the Rif. I could be unflipping it. The Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, what do they say for the Rif? Migudi Bayam Bar Lahadam. Do you have any time?
The Magen Mishnah quotes.
Is it Tazayin?
He says
what?
He just says,
It relates to the Migul and Yud-Ches.
Yeah. Oh, Yud-Ches, sorry.
Yeah,
that's the main halacha, I don't know why.
And then he says the Migul and Yud-Ches.
Okay, so what does he got there?
He says in Tazayin, he says the Makam Anansadi.
He does that for the Rif?
He puts the Rif on.
Is he talking about the Shita or the Rif in that case?
Yeah, one place he's talking about Tosus and the other place he's talking about the Rif.
He says, Ukvar Kasafti Shita Acheres Lamala, which is the one in Tazayin where he quotes the Rif, Venera Shedasa Alachos Bishanu Roim Ha'avanim Tachas Yadav. Meaning dafko, and there's no migu, would the Rif say that you have?
Oh,
no,
okay. So that's his on Tazayin.
That's on Yud-Ches.
Oh, Yud-Ches. Oh, I'm sorry. So on Yud-Ches, he's saying that the Rif would
be moda if there was a migu.
Would be moda if there was a migu. That he's assuming that the Rif agrees that there's an anansad. Correct.
Yeah.
Even though the Rif doesn't say anything about it, and the Rif, in theory, does it need it if there is enough of a kesher, right, between Kuf Tezayin and Bab Metzia and our sugya without anything else? Which, as I tried to explain the other day, could still be true. In other words, let me make it clear: the Tosas Rid is totally right on the facts of the case, namely that Bab Metzia Kuf Tezayin is a lot easier than our sugya. And that, you know, from Kuf Tezayin and Bab Metzia, you can't, you know, necessarily prove anything to our sugya. Now that's going to end up being true, even if what Noam, you know, is claiming, you know, is true. Because what Noam's saying, which I think is what the, that I'm saying, that's what the Magen Mishnah is saying, right, basically. I mean, again, not necessarily for that reason, though. Right? Am I getting this right or not? If there was a migo, according to the Rif, according to the Magen Mishnah,
you'd be neman,
even to say I built the whole wall.
Yeah, I think he's saying you need Adim because otherwise you'd be neman from the migo. Maybe we wouldn't say.
But what would you be neman for? To say lekachdia, or to say banisi. I thought that was the point.
He doesn't say.
What? The Magen Mishnah doesn't say? Maybe that's what the Beis Yosef says. It could be I'm confusing it. So let me go back just for a second. And again, we can look up the details later. But so basically, it goes like this: Bab Metzia Kuf Tezayin is a case where there's, you know, complete agreement between both parties that they are partners, and therefore that's the paradigm case of Shutfin Lo Kapti. And you know, Shalom Al Yisrael, that makes a lot of sense. Even then, there's an interesting ha'ara to make in light of Tosas, and that is, does Shutfin Lo Kapti go on forever, or is there a statute of limitations? Okay, that's a separate issue. Tosas, because of their, you know, need to read the sugya here and their conviction that that's the right way to look at it, also, right, end up with another chiddush to say that there's a statute of limitation for Shutfin Lo Kapti, which is logical. Right, but not compelling in the sugya. Good. The Tosas Rid's contribution is to say, how could you compare these two cases? Now, what I wanted just to add to this is there's a way, you know, the absolute rejection of the Tosas Rid would make sense, especially, right, if there was nothing compelling at all about Lefikach. You know, on an objective level, Lefikach was just a way of establishing, you know, that this would have been our assumption, this Kviya, and therefore the presumed, you know, reality is Shutfus, right? So then the Tosas Rid is saying, presumed reality, you know. But that's exactly what the guy's claiming is not true. But in between those two, right, what if the presumed reality is rooted or anchored, you know, in something that also has legal standing here, namely a stronger, not just presumption, you know, but it's a chazaka, right? Maybe it's even an anan sahadi. So the more you can build up the lefikach, not just, you know, in terms of what we would have thought without any of this, the more we don't have a full answer for the Tosas Rid, but at least we have, right? Which is what you were saying, a partial answer. So that's why I think it's important to track this discussion in the Rif among the Achronim, among the Poskim, which is, if you were to say, Banisi, Migudi Bayomar, Lahadam, would that work for the Rif or not? We know it doesn't work for Tosas, but that's because Tosas has a very strong view that Lefikach means Anan Sadi. Right? Does the Rif hold that way? Well, there's nothing in the Rif to make you think that he holds that way. So what I'm adding, and the Shach and others don't say this, is Noam's Kahara, which is maybe if he does hold that way, if he thinks that Lefikach is also an Anan Sadi, that partially solves. I mean, the question is this. The Rif knew that he was taking a leap of, you know, beyond Kuf Tazayin, but his conviction was it doesn't matter. You know, what makes Tfisa and Shut from Tfisa from Shutbim Lo Kapti, right, is, you know, maybe the fact that it isn't Vadai, you know, Motzi Mechaber. Maybe what he's really saying is, in order to have Motzi Mechaber all of Araya, you have to have like a Tfisa, you know, which is, you know, completely, you know, convincing. If you have a tfisa which itself is compromised, especially if physically a grade two tfisa which is compromised, then lo shma tfisa. Right? If that's the case, then the Rif, you know, might just be able to say, well, you know, this is a physical tfisa, but it's one that's somewhat compromised, because we wouldn't have, you know, thought about the Taina that it was Birshuso even, right? And therefore there's the din of Shuftfin Lo Kapti, you know, still can apply. The more he thinks in this balance between physical tfisa and the need for a physical tfisa, you know, which is unequivocal, at least in its, you know, physical edge, you know, the more he thinks, you know, that that's a more subtle question, the more he needs a lefikach to stand for more. Is it clear what I'm saying? It's a little complicated. So I think that that argument, whether or not, you know, Rif holds there is or isn't an ansadi, may end up being because what do you need to prop up? What do you need to neutralize Tosas Rif? That's basically what I'm trying to suggest.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just saw that, yeah, earlier in the Magen Mishnah, for the Rif, he does seem to say that you'd be believed even to say Banisi.
Oh, which one? On Tazayim?
Yeah.
Or Yod Kes?
Tazayim, yeah.
Oh, what's Tazayim? You have the line?
Yeah. I mean,
it's Machlokas between eight times. Wait. That could be.
Assuming this refers to Banisi, he says, Valo Toin, Lo, Kiakoto Hayakula Shali. And he says, Enonam, meaning for the.
In the name of the Rif.
No, he's saying before the Rif, he's saying Inonamon.
Right.
Because that's a Migu Makaman on Sadi.
That's Tosas.
But he says, Shita Cheres, Yeshbalachos. And that's the Rif. So before he's saying that the Rif would say you are Namon in that case.
Oh, okay, that there's not an Anansad. No, that there's not an Anansad.
Right.
Okay, good. I think that's right. Correct. Well, the Shita Acheres, because in Yud Ches, he's going to explain the Shita Acheres is the Rif.
Right.
And then Yud Ches, he refers back to what he did in Tesai.
It's also referred to the Mitzvot of Tzarisa.
What I said?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the assumption is that there's no Anan Sadi for the Rif. And the Shach, anybody found the Shach? What?
It could still be a
Yeah, I'll get that in a second. That's why I want to show the range in a second. It could be, but it's not Mukhrach either. Right? And then the Shach says what? Everybody got that?
V'shita acheres yeish, the mefarshim shetoen ani ban yisi, aval ledina lo pligi, udo lo kibis yosef. V'akoponim modu, deheichada einon makirin, yocho litum makuach, o nasatali b'migu derech zarki.
Yeah, so the Shach is saying, even for the Rif, that the argument between the Rif and this isn't the Hechatimtzis, right? But everybody will agree, if he said Ani Banisi, it wouldn't work. So there is, just to sum up, sorry, it's taking longer than I wanted, but one more time. What we're trying to figure out is, what does the Rif do to answer the Tosis Rib? That's really what I'm interested in. What are the range of views regarding the Tosis Rid factor? Okay? So you could say the ranges, I mean, Tosis Rid is saying either way it's a leap, I don't want to hear from it, you know, anything other than Shneim Modim Shehim Shutfim, there's no Shutfim, you know, Kapti Adag. That's one extreme, that's a Tosis Rid, let's assume. Good. Because at the end of the day, okay, the Tosis Rid thing, so it's a Chazal, but maybe not for that. So that's a Tosis Rid. On the other extreme, you could say that for the Rif, Lefikach doesn't have to be other thing than a weak presumption. Maybe it's not even a Chazaka. How do you get Shud from Lokapti? Because that's still enough. As long as we know that the physical, you know, Tfisa, right, is somewhat compromised, even if it's by a previous, you know, presumption, right, that's still a limitation on Tfisa. That would be the other extreme. And in between those two, I guess, what you might want to say is that an anansadi, right, or maybe even a chazaka, right, would solve this problem. Okay? And that's what I want to say. So the anansadi for the Rif, that's the debate. Whether what would the Rif say about Migu b'makom l'fikach? Okay, that's a debate between the Shach and the Beis Yosef and so on, whatever. As for Chazaka, in my opinion, that's the pshat in the Yad Ramah, because the Yad Ramah, again, he doesn't say this, but the Yad Ramah is operating with Shitas HaRif. But for some reason that he doesn't explain, he begins by establishing the Chazaka. Right? This is Simon Lamed Ches, or Os Lamed Ches. My time of the Shutfim Kagavna lo kapti adadi. That's the Rif. Right? Kinamim perkabais valia. Hilkach leis lahu chazaka ahadadi. Elabaraya inamilachar chaluka. Of course, the Rif said inamilachar chaluka, and that's, of course, part of what the Tosis Rid is saying. His taina is that it's lachar chaluka, right? Okay. Then he says shamim min akol midi diadu alitrei shudfi lo miboy hechid leisa raya berura lemachmas diyachli meekra lemichva bedina dadi lishtatufe b'hau midam nistama mechaskina lebechaskas travayu lefumai dehabamotzi miikara lemichvi adadi bedina. So the Ramah, in my opinion, is integrating two things. He's saying something that the Rif just is silent about. Namely, is Lefikach just the background for Shutfim Lekapti Adadi? Or, like Noam was saying, is the Lefikach, right, also a factor in enabling Shutfim Lekapti Adadi? Right, as a factor in its own right. And that's what he seems to be saying. Right? One more time. The reason that there's Shutfim Lokapti, right? Lomi boy, and therefore it won't work. Lomi boy hecha the lace raya bura, elamachmas diyachli meikar lemikva bedina adadi lashta tufe bahu bedam, L'stama mechazkina mechazkasa de trabayu lefum ma'ida havamotze mikor lemikve adoni bedina. If it wasn't for the fact that there was the ability to enforce this, then the fact that we just didn't know wouldn't make it should for us. Then he goes, afagav dekoy hashta b'rshusa d'chad minayu keman dekoy b'rshusa d'trabayu v'davka heche d'leke miga lehemune kegon d'izbarer d'hani avadim d'ay koso shenafal gabei d'nitfaninu l'matzi l'mitan l'hadam inami ikzart. But what's interesting about the Ramah is that it's perfectly clear that he doesn't believe in Anansadi. Right? He believes in Chazaka. Do ischazik b'shutfus d'ilo is bara kedamaran migu dibayam la natalti klumi nami natalti v'ichzartim v'hani achrini ninu kitoin nami kitoin rather d'hani ninu mizvantio minei inami mikara kula koso didihu mehemen. Even if you do say ani banisi according to the Rama, the exact question that we're interested in, right, he's in the school of the Rif. What if the guy were to say, right, ani banisi? So he explains it. The Alpha Gab de Medina Isle Lemichba Adadi Lemivne Ben Tramayu. So then you should say Migu doesn't work. Lav Kaman de Ikasadi de Haba Tramayu Dami. It's not Migu Babakom Anansadi. Dokimuk Minale Becheskasa de Tramayu. Mikoa Chazoka Hu de Mukminale Becheskasa de Tramayu. Right, the chazaka la abid inish midi de lo mechayev bei midina. Right, if I can, if the law forces us to share, then the chazaka is I didn't do it unilaterally. Dumi the chazaka la par inish begoz mane. V'dumi de me'arba amos ulamala bechazaka shel nasan ad sheyavi raya shel nasan. Right, let's say the wall above dalet amos. Right, there the Mukhzakus is the opposite. Yibayla l'kaman, yamina malin shakir, b'mokum chazaka, lo, v'lo ifsha, v'kol ki'ay gamna, chumr l'tobeya, v'kula l'nitva. Elamiya mistabra, hanimili, gabi kosa kotzer, like a raya, l'kabne, b'kol chazaka, b'kod, ava gabi bika, heka d'ika chazis, get to that in a second. So what comes out of the Ramah? He emphatically states, he's the first one as far as I know, right? His partners are Rabbeinu Yonah, we already discussed. Rajba, who holds like Rabbeinu Yonah and goes a little further, holds Anansadi. Rabbeinu Yonah holds Chazaka. But earlier, the Rama, I think, is the first one to explicitly say Chazaka. And the Tosas Rida actually agrees with the Rama that it's a Chazaka. Except that the argument then is a very interesting parallel argument to what we're talking about, and that is, if you have a baya de lo ifshita, right? So do you say motzi mechavero all of a raya because of the physical chazaka here, or because it's all catch 22'd up? You know, you can't. That's the whole point. That's what they're arguing about, assessing the physical chazaka. So the Tosas Rid basically says, you know, that. You know, it's a baya de lo, it's a chazaka, it's a baya de lo ifshita, the migum b'mokum chazaka, and therefore it's not going to work for the, you know, for the maksik or the tofes. Because gufa, the question is he the tofes? You know, or is it, you know, mibein shneim? And the Rama says that's not true. It's a baya de lo ifshita, but therefore you're poshate on behalf, if there's a migu, then you're going to be poshate for the toface, because he's still a toface, according to the Rama. Even though he's not enough of a toface because of shutfin lo kapti, that's a very fine line in the Rama. Okay. So, what about the Rambam and all this? Just to finish up the point. So what's, I was a little bit, sorry, Tuvia said, right? The Rambam. You said the Rambam. Oh, Yitzhak said, right? You said it. Yeah. So what's the story? Yehuda. What's the, you said Rambam, but you were like a little bit.
Yeah.
Why? I agree with you.
Like, it sounds like Rambam, but it's not necessarily.
It sounds like?
It
A little bit. Put it this way. I mean, it sounds like in the tradition of the Rif. So what's the language? Let's look at Halacha Yudches for a second. Perek Beis of Hoshkeinu Halacha Yudches.
Start from the top, or
Let's see. Yeah, why not? Go ahead. Rambam wrote it. We should read it. What? Well, yeah. Makom Shenagu. Okay, hopefully brings back good memories, everybody. Right? The Kvisin. Oh, so this is the key, right? The whole umakom hakosel mishal shneim. What do you think about that?
So it sounds like he's saying that because we already know that the makom is both of theirs. Once it fell, then makom is one of shneim.
Yeah. So I think there's something different in the Rambam than the Rif, and even the Ramah. But I think like the Ramah. And like what Noam was saying, I think the Rambam is addressing this question. And what's different in the Rambam? The words v'ho'il u'makom hakosel mishal shneim. Right? Meaning, what's interesting in the whole sugya is the relationship between, right, the material, the avanim, and the makom. Now, if you remember, the way Bali Tosis learned the sugya, right, at the end of the day, what do they say about it, Stephen?
They said that the Gemara is really just talking about the Avanim.
Yeah, the whole thing is Lav Dafka. And the Makom is really just Nigrarach or the other, but it's not really the issue here. Correct? And of course, if Tosis really holds, which they do, that the Sugya is not about Tvisa, right, it's about Migu, then they're totally right. Right? However, let's say the sugya really is about tfisa on some level. Right? So then, the idea that there is, you know, possibly a difference between the avanim, the material, which is, you know, now present in one rishus more than in another, as opposed to the makom, like, you know, what's the status of the, where the Kosel used to be, like whose property is that? Right, the one guy's claiming, you know, maybe he's all not just the, you know, that I provided the entire material. That could have been the taina, or the more extreme taina is I provided the material and it's also in my part of the chotzer. It's nichnas b'tok sheli. Correct, but the tfisa. This is a very interesting question. Now, the tfisa is only on the abanim. Not on the makom. It's like, you know, what do you do about all that? Ah. Right? If this is a physical, Sheval Tasa Adif kind of an issue, you know, so what effect does that have on the makom? That becomes a very interesting question. So I'm wondering whether the Rambam, by saying, behold, the makom akosel mishal shneim, like, what do those words even mean? Right? The makom akosa belongs to both, and therefore, the makom, the avanim belong to both. I feel nafal rishus, keep going, Yehuda. So it sounds like, again, especially once we know the Rif, so I think that the Rambam is holding Shitas HaRif. But I think that the Rambam is using Makom, right, to respond, I don't mean, you know, literally, you know, but conceptually, you know, to the Tosis Rid question. Right, which is, you can't say Shifrim Lokopti Hadadi, you know, if that's now part of that's what the Din Torah is about. One guy's claiming we're Shutfin, and the other guy's saying, you know, we either never were Shutfin, right? Or we're not Shutfin anymore. So I think what the Rambam is saying is, good, you know, if the issue were only, you know, the Avanim, then maybe, you know, again, it's anachronistic, don't take me literally. I mean, the Rambam is saying the Tosas Rid would be right if we were only talking about Avanim. You know? Just like Noam was saying, the Tosas would be right if it wasn't also an Anansadi. And just like I think the Rama is saying, you know, the Tosas would be right, Rid would be right if we didn't also have a Chazaka. I think the Rambam is saying, you know, if there wasn't a Makom, which still, you know, which has nothing to do with the new Tvisa, and it's not like, you know, Palgina Nemanus here, you know. So, because of the Makom, that defeats the Tosas Rid. Alpidin, regarding the Makom, right, they're considered Shutfim. And since there's no known distinction between the Avanim and the Makom, so with respect to, you know, neutralizing the physical Tvisa and applying Bamitzia Kuftazayin, you know, that's what's Koveya. That's how I read the Rambam. Now, it's also very curious that the Rambam's Taina is the Ton Shemacha. He says, right, V'afil nafalech v'shizvehem, osh bin v'chem v'zgo avanim, right, V'ton Shemachar lo chavero chelko, right, onosno lo b'matana eno neman, areihem b'shus shneem, right, ad shiyavi rai. The areihem b'shus shneem ad shiyavi rai is practically a quote, right, from the Rif. Correct? So I think it's also very interesting, like, what would be, according to the Rambam, if the guy was toein, not Shemachal al Chaveru Chelko, or Nosal lo b'matan. Let's say the claim was, I'll say in two directions. Let's say the claim was only about the Avonim and not about the Mekom, or the whole thing. Would that matter? I'm not sure whether it would for the Rambam or not, but, in, you know, logically I can see that as a place to draw the line. If what I'm saying in the Rambam is true, right? That's what his Taina was. Yeah, you know, we, the Makom is Shal Shneim, but, you know, Meirosh, the Avanim, have only been mine. Or, I bought, you know, the Avanim. I didn't buy the Makom, but I bought the Avanim. Would that matter? I'm not sure. But maybe. Let's say the guy said, let's say the Taina was, you know, Banisi Be'atmi, Ubetok Shali. Is that, like, you know, not mentioned here in the Rambam because, you know, that kol shekein, because that's like, you know, migu b'mokom anan sadi, you know that's like, you know, certainly not going to work. Even mecher and even matana, even they don't work. Kol shekein. Is that the pshat? I wonder. Or I could see it going the other way a little bit and say, oh, if the guy claimed, you know, ani banisi me'atzmi ubimakomi, you know, so then, oh, that's what he's claiming. Then the Tosas Rin is certainly right. Okay? Just to sum up in the Rambam for 1 second, what I'm saying is, number one, this whole imbokom akosom isho shneim imlafalakot, this whole extra line and a half, or an extra line, in my opinion, is mechudash. The Rif doesn't, he might mean it, but he doesn't say that. Okay, that's point number one that needs to be explained, and I'm suggesting an explanation for it. Point number two is, you know, it's interesting that the Rambam's taina here is, you know, lakachti or kibalti b'matana. Whereas, you know, the more obvious would have been Banisi, Me'atzmi, and maybe even, you know, Nichnasti Birshusi, you know, Kidei Lahavin, Kidei, you know, Libnos. And he's avoiding that. Okay, so that's what I want to suggest. No other questions, yeah.
The assumption in the Rambam is that we're talking about a case where we know it's the Avnei Akoso, where there,
yes,
where there's no Migu.
I think so. Yeah.
So if there was a Migu, then it would be fine even for Banisi, or we don't know?
I don't know. I mean, again, I get to... I think that's the same question that we had, you know, for the Rif. I'm suggesting that the reason Rambam voids Banisi is either because, you know, as I say, Kol Shekain, if you're not Neman on the ones that don't challenge the Lefikach frontally, then Kol Shekain, you're not going to be Neman when you frontally challenge the Lefikach. But my bigger wonder, what I'm really wondering about is whether it isn't the opposite, as I said. And that is that if he says Ani Banisi, and especially if he says, you know, Nechnasti B'toch Shaliu Banisi, you know, then maybe you wouldn't say Shit from Lokopti in this case. Right. We just don't know. He doesn't say that. But it is striking that he doesn't have that case. That's the more obvious case, frankly. Yeah. Is that what he says?
Why the Rambam says the whole
umakum
instead of saying
lefikach? The whole umakum, yeah. I mean, that this is instead of lefikach. The whole umakum akosa bishal shnei. That's his take on lefikach. But his take on lefikach, I think what the Rambam's saying is, if there were only avanim, again, I'm not sure about this, obviously, I'm speculating. If we're only avanim, you know, that would be one thing. But there's, you know, that's part of the catch 22. You know, he's claiming that they're not shutfim, that chilaknu or me'olam lahaya lanu shutfas. But there's still a makom, and on the makom there's no tfisa. And it's one late as a safek, basically. At least the way that they're both formulating it, it's one late as a safek. So even as there's physical tfisa on one part, you know, it's shutfim lo kapti on the other part. It shipped them lokopti because of the other part. That's what I'm trying to say for the Rambam. But what would have happened if he had split them? Could he split them? I'm not sure. But I can conceive maybe. What would happen if he said Ani Banisi? I'm not sure. But for these reasons. Not just I'm not sure. But yeah. Go ahead.
Could you suggest, like, differently against the Tosas Rid that you would be able to apply shipping lokopti adode to neighbors?
Say that again?
The fact that they're like living as next door neighbors, they would allow. That's a little bit how it sounds above the Metzia too.
No, they're not neighbors. They're
no, Metzia, the point is that like
they're sharing the Wi-Fi. They're sharing. They're, you know, one guy's living on top of the other.
They were either brothers or children at one point or whatever.
I mean, brothers, you know. Like, you know, you know. What do you mean, they're brothers? No, they might be brothers, that's true. Because that's to explain, like, you know, how these people are getting along together. You know, they're not living in an apartment house. That's a bayis valiya. You know, one guy's living in the attic, and the other guy's living in the main house. They're sharing a kitchen.
Well,
I'm
the
not
whole
sure.
point is that these bricks that fell into one of their properties, they are debating who do the bricks belong to.
Yeah, the broken bricks.
Totally mine.
But they're debating the broken brick, but no one's ever saying that they're not shutfim in the building, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but shutfim in the building shouldn't matter.
They might. It's still
matter. The allowance.
It's, no, but that goes together with other parts of the sugyas in Bais Valia, which is that legabe, certain things, you know, they are shutfim.
Right,
and legabe other things, and I'm saying in legabe other things, they're not. I mean, their shutfas doesn't extend to, you know, all repairs. It depends what if you know it's broken, they're not. It's not communism.
Right. No,
right?
I think it's very possible.
Or you know, worse family. I don't know. Togetherness.
I for sure understand that this should.
Remember
that whole
parak. Remember this is.
Yes,
did a little bit of last year because
right,
we were talking
yes,
about
yes.
you know skiros and so on, but that, the whole parak is to try to figure out, where they're independent owners, vis-a-vis what issues are independent owners, and where they're joint owners. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So it's possible that their greater shutfos could be the basis for our umdina, that will cut the other day. But it's very possible to say that neighbors also give the same like permission.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Just the whole parak is called a shutvin, you know, because of those words. Shutvin
our parak.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. Okay.
I mean, that's what you say.
Yeah. No, I think that's. I mean, I think it's a beautiful idea, and it comes from a very, you know, idealistic place. You know, so I want to encourage that. You know, in you. But I honestly don't think. I think, you know, I think the din of shutvin lakapti, you know, really requires.
I don't know. Maybe this is like not a way.
It doesn't have to require akin shutvin, which might be more of like even a stronger shutfus, thesis of bias, etc. But I think it does require a shutfus. Although you're right, I mean, in certain other dinim shkenim, you know, sometimes, and that's what we've been discussing is here, that sometimes the relationship between shkenim, you know, is not just, you know, achenu b'nei Yisrael. It's more than that. It's also shkenim, 100%. But it's still not shutfus. And this, I mean, what I was saying before, which is, oh, the Rif might answer the Tosis Rid, and he might say, you know, you're right, it isn't a perfect paradigm, but what's important about the paradigm, you know, still exists in this case. But I don't know whether saying that allows you to go as far as what you're saying, you know, which is they don't even need to be shutfin. I don't think so. I think default, you would assume not. That's
right.
Way too big a leap to say without evidence.
Perhaps it's wrong that I'm trying to make a legal argument based on, like, you know, my the neighbors that I've had in my life.
Nice.
No, because neighbors do well. Like, that is the kind of thing neighbors who own nothing together.
Well,
there,
I mean,
that's
right,
the
but right, but the
argument.
I mean, the din of shutfin chazaka is an issue in, you know, real, like the sugyas later on in Cheskes Abatim also, you know, whether this chazaka, you know, for shutfin. So. You know, right. I mean, Lu Yitzuyer, you know, halavai that it would be that way, you know, but I don't think it's,
okay.
I don't think it's correct. Okay. So again, I'm sorry this took a little longer, but just to sum up, there's some, like, the reason it takes long is because these are little subtle, you know, issues. There are a few, like, what I'm calling catch 22 issues, you know, in this sugya itself. Okay. Because the whole point is that there was a physical change that came about in a way that doesn't reflect raya, that we need to assess. And the counterpoint of it, you know, is a background where, you know, the two people were shutfin, right? And the catch 22 is further, you know, enhanced by the fact that gufa, the din Torah between them, is about the extent to which, you know, the change or the background, you know, is really true. So I think it is possible that there's an argument. Now, again, this expresses itself in, you know, the Tosis Rid Rif, you know, Shutfin Blokopti question, which the Rif again says, like, Lachra Chalukas HaShutfus, you're not going to say it. So Lachra Chalukas HaShutfus when they both agree, or Lachra Chalukas HaShutfus, you know, if that's Gufa the Taina. That's kind of the question. And then, if that's kind of the subtle, you know, conundrum, let's say, so, like, are there factors that can contribute, you know, to pushing this to one side or the other in the extremes? What about Anansadi, you know, for the Rif? What about, and what does he hold in the Migu side? What about Chazaka, you know, which I think is why the Rama puts it in where he puts it in? What about, you know, the makom, you know, hakosel, and its impact on the, you know, on the chomer hakosel, you know, for the Rambam, and what about, you know, for the Rambam also, you know, what the actual taina is here, namely ani banisi or ani lakachti or ani kibalti the matana, ani, you know, banisi ve'afilu gama makom betok shali, right? Or, you know, I have to rehearse a little bit because I'm, you know, going to Israel at the end of the week. So, or no, it's more a question of, you know, in other words, what is the relationship in the tainas also, in the tvios between the makom, you know, and the Avon. So this is one whole question, this Tosfos Reb question, where you draw the line, and how the Rishonim and Achronim understand that, you know, that's one issue. And of course, the second issue is the Baya Delo Ifshita, if indeed there is a Chazaka here, and it's a Nigu B'makum Chazaka, and that's a Baya Delo Ifshita, what do you do with the Baya Delo Ifshita when the Baya Delo Ifshita itself is about the distribution of a physical, you know, Motzi Mechaber all over Rai? So that's the Tosfos Reb, and the Ramah are certainly arguing, you know, on that particular. Yeah.
The Rashi gives like a quick treatment of a similar, I guess, issue as the Rambam is bringing up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, I read it the last time.
Right.
One of the things we were pointing. That's great. That's exactly correct. But he did for he's there for a different reason.
Right.
But you're right. It's parallel. What Yehuda's saying is, if you remember, beyond Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the additional points of the Rashba was to say maybe, you know, even in Bikka, you should be able to say, listen, since the Makom, right, is, you know, Shel Shneihem, you know, so that makes a Leidus HaSafek, you know, Lefikach-esque, you know, kind of a Leidus HaSafek, even in a Bikka, because of the Makom, correct? You have a line? Even though now they're in somebody's yard, but it's all kind of mikshachasi, you know, parsha, right?
Mikshachasi.
Meaning?
Well,
what's his answer? That's what I was saying. Maybe what he's saying is it's that suffix the suffix as opposed to body and vadai. You know, the difference between the bikkah and the chatzer. So he's saying, you know, the mokom, if the mokom was more compelling in the bikkah, then maybe it would be a factor. But because it's more like, you know, we just nobody's stronger than the other, not so much each one is strong, you know, not each one is a force, but neither one is, you know, is more of a force. He's saying, so we're not going to say it. But you're totally right. And what I'm saying is, in a chatzer, at least, the Rambam thinks that's a factor. But not for Leidus HaSafek, whatever, but for this Rif versus Tosfos Reb issue.
Right.
But you're right, it's a great parallel.
But this is taking on, I mean, it kind of sounds, right, the kind of sounds like the Tosfos Reb's rejection of Kapi Adad.
I'm saying it's parallel to it, but the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah are clearly all working in within the worldview of Tosfos to figure out this, you know, what constitutes, you know, Tvisa Lacha Leidus HaSafek, you know, Mikan Rolaba, Lemafreya, you know, etc. But it is parallel. I think.
Do they address the issue of Kapi
Adad?
No. So then, I mean, theoretically, they'd have to figure out it.
I mean, what they're all saying is that you don't need that, because even if that were not the case, they're not saying, again, I'm putting words in everybody's mouth, even if the Tosfos Reb was 1,000% right, and this is kind of what the Tosfos Reb says, it wouldn't matter anyway, because that's not a Meshachneya Tfisa, because it's Lach HaLeidus HaSafek. So their whole focal point is, you know, what is and what is not Lach HaLeidus HaSafek. But you're right, it's still a parallel to what we were saying in the Rambam. It's very good. So the catch 22 stuff, as I say, is in the Tosfos Reb Rif issue, and it's also in the Migu, you know, B'makom Chazaka, Kishiyesh, physical Tvisa issue. I don't know whether it has to resolve itself the same way, you know, frankly, but that's what it is. Okay, so that is what I wanted to add for the Ramah, the Achronim in the Rif, the Rambam, and again the counter to the Tosfos Reb. Okay, is there anything else that we need to talk about? I'm just trying to think. I think that does it pretty much, you know, for the whole Rif world. But again, I think it's very, very fascinating, especially the questions raised by the Rambam. Okay, so now let's talk about, you know, Chazis, just for another couple of minutes, and we'll stop. We're learning significantly over time. So we already, Kyle, just get us back. You can read the Gemara very quickly about Chazit.
Yeah.
Just to to get it on the record. We already talked about it somewhat, but I just want to make a couple of quick additional points. Right, the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, to the Mishnah. What? So what's going on here? No, not the details, but like, what the Gemara is trying to assess what?
The purpose of a chazis in these cases.
The effectiveness of a chazis. So it's very interesting, right? Basically, how are they weighing it? How compelling it is, but how compelling it is, or how easy it is to neutralize?
Saying how effective it is.
How effective is it, given the possibility of neutralizing it, of Ramos? Yeah, that's actually an interesting, you know, phenomenon. Okay, we keep going. Let me explain what I mean by this for one more second. Maybe it's not clear, and it'll become clear in a second why this is important. We're talking about obviously practically, you know, the Mishnah says Chazis works, so we're trying to figure out, like, you know. One way to read the Gemara is basically the Gemara is just trying to say, well, the Mishnah says Chazis works. And the Gemara is asking some very pointed, practical questions, like, you know, why should it work? You know, what's the best way for it to work? Milagav, milavar, you bend it, you paint it, whatever it is that you're doing there in these things. So the Gemara is just trying to figure out what it is in the Mishnah. That's one way to look at it. And when the Gemara talks about, you know, this question, so naturally part of it also is, part of the determining, like, what's the best way, or, you know, is this effective? Part of it is to figure out, you know, also how, you know, unscrupulous people, you know, would be able to neutralize it, right? But basically, we're just trying to figure out what this chazis, you know, the best way to do it, and what it likely means, you know, etc. I think that's one way to look at what's going on here, in which case there is something called the chazis here in the sugya. There's a kind of a raya. It's definitely not edus, right? But it's like, mashal amad davar dom, you have other sugyas also. So there also you have to, in each case, investigate it. Like, you know, what about simanim? Simanim milsa, right? Meaning things that are short of... We have all sorts of... You know, we have a hierarchy, a range of different, compelling, evidence. You know, Eidus is the best. You know, there's Eid Echad, and the whole range within Eid Echad, different nemanios, right? That are short for sure of Raya Gemura of Eidus. You know, but what about things like Simonim? When do they work? When don't they work? You know, how compelling do they need to be? Okay. But another, when we start, we're already dealing with, like, different simanim and when they work or not, etc. Right, instead of trying to figure out, like, oh, there is such a thing, it for sure has a certain effect. It's not edus, but it's, you know, effective, somewhat. In a vacuum, let's say it's effective for certain things. You know, but another, you know, factor then becomes, like, oh, but what, maybe it isn't a simon at all. Maybe the ability, the question isn't just like, oh, what's the most, for sure it works, and the question is what's the best, most effective way to do it. The question is, like, why does it even work? You know, if it's neutralizable, if the whole point of it is to, you know, differentiate between the toein and the nitan, you know, to establish who's telling the truth, you know, which means that there's already, you know, a question about everybody's, or at least somebody's, scruples, because there's a conflict in the facts of the case, So then, you know, if it's a neutralizable simon, maybe it's not a simon at all. Maybe this doesn't qualify as a raya. The question isn't like, you know, what's the best way to do it. The question is like, why is it even effective at all? That's another way to understand the Gemara here. Okay, keep going.
So
are we up to Rabbi Yochanan? I stopped this in the middle, just to... Okay, Nishaya, Ba'amsa, right, Milavar. Right, that's... Go ahead. Is it Ben-Eved Milagav? And Ovid Chabre? Milavar, Velmer, Didiva, Didehu. Aren't you up to that? Yahachi Hashtanami. People will be able to tell. Like a butza, yeah.
Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shaya Ba'amsa Milavar, Binyabed Milagav.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Abu Chabar Milavar, Bamar Di David Didehu. Yahachi Hashtanami is a Kapil Le Chabre, Bamar Di David Didehu. Kulufa Mida Yada.
Okay, go ahead, Hutsa.
Hutsa, Amar Nachman, Sinufa Yirichei Milavar, Yabin Lega. Abin Abin Chamer Milavar, Amar Di David Dehu. Yakash, Nami Gaius Vishadula, Amar Di David Dehu. Mashikle Tina, Ashnami, Antikapa Pekalifle, Kulufa, Avat Kalifle, Kulufa Miliate, Abayamar Hutsi Lately Tikanta, El Vishnar.
Oh, first of all, that's a big problem in its own right, that Hutsa Lately Tikanta, El Vishnar. And some of the Achronim discuss this question of shtar, like what kind of shtar is this? Right? Typically a shtar is, even a shtaraya is something where, you know, there's, you know, dasa mischaya. This is something to talk about next year, if you're going to get me, but we talked about it a little bit, we talked about kinyan sudar in the relationship to shtar, and where we say kinyan b'fnei shayin v'ensar klomar k'sovu. I mentioned it very, very quickly. But what do you mean you can write a shtar on, you know, what's the, what, why is that a shtar? Why isn't that just like, you know, Edus Biksav? Edus Biksav is an issue. That's a debate between the Rashi says in Perish Allah Torah that Edus Biksav is always Mipiyim Blom Piksava. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Edus Biksav works. And that when the Gemara says Mipiyim Blom Piksava, you know, it's in a, to exclude, you know, a person who doesn't have the ability to speak. It's, you know, whether it's also midin kolaroy lebilein bilamakeves or not, there are different formulations of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, something to talk about next year. But Rabbeinu Tam does think that you can have a edus bishtar. Although probably Rabbeinu Tam believes that, you know, that's called edus biksav, and then there's still something else called a shtar. But either way, this idea that you can have a shtar for this is something that Achronim speak about here. But I'm not going to get into it right now. Okay, let's continue. Let's go ahead. Avol Masu Midash Neem.
Masu Midash Neem, Amar Le Rava, Akrizka Le Ravashi. Akrizka Le Ravashi. Lo Yazu, Lo Zev, Lo Zev.
Yeah.
Amar Le, Lo Tzrich.
This is, of course, the Gemara that Tosa seized on. Brek, Babika.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
Lo Tzrich, the Kavnum, Chavinayu, Vavidi Dei. Lo Avid Chavri, Amar Le Dei.
And this is, of course, where Tosis already mentioned the point. It sounds like Tosis thinks that a chazis would be motzi midei, motzi mechavar alavaraya, grade 2. I mean, the physical motzi mechavar alavaraya. Because Tosis is saying, if there really was a motzi mechavar alavaraya that was effective, you know, even lachar leidus hasafek, even in bika, right, then the Gemara should have explained, you know, that... You know, that's why you need the chazis to be motzi. The answer could have been to tell, in addition to, okay, I mean, the Gemara has other cheshbonos. But you also could have said, well, this is not true, it just doesn't work. Who says chazis is strong enough to be motzi from a physical tfisa? Right? So that's very important. It sounds like Tosis thinks that a chazis is a serious sin. Okay? I'm going to contrast this in a minute to what does the Rimigash think? I've already mentioned it. What does the Rosh think? Etc. And this goes to kind of what I've been raising, you know, about is the Gemara trying to figure out whether this is a serious, you know, simon, or the Gemara is trying to figure out what the best way for this acknowledged, you know, serious simon to be implemented. exactly. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
All of a sudden you're saying there's no takanta l'ramai. What's the whole reisha? Right? Okay, so this is Shakavatari. So just to, I'm going to finish up in one more minute, we'll just stop. But again, what we already saw was, I think that there are two ways you can walk away from this subject, okay? One, as I said, just based on what we just said a second ago, is that there's a simon called a chazis, and it's, you know, it's not egos by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a serious, you know, raya, you know, for certain things. And the whole discussion in the Gemara is, you know, why do we need a raya here? Do we make, you know, are we worried about tramoim? You know, if we do need a raya, you know, what's the best way for this raya to be, you know, effective and optimal, you know, in ways that it can't be, you know, neutralized or hijacked, you know, for the opposite purpose. You know, these are kind of practical questions. But at the end of the day, this idea that a chazis, you know, is something that at least, you know, is on the level of like a siman and that has a certain stature in terms of a lesser, if not a stronger raya, you know, that's mikubal. And then Tosis can say that it could even be motzi from physical tfisa. Well, that's an interesting question. The Yad Ramah certainly holds this way as well. Anybody see it? In Siman Lamukas, anybody? Same piece, but in the continuation. Anybody? Volunteers? Avagabi Bika, Ukiyotse Bahecha de Ika Chazis, by Demakh Shale, Kesadi Damya. Right? Them is fighting words. Right? If you have a Migu Kenegan, a Chazis, he said it doesn't work. Kesadi Damya. Vafido Hecha de Ika Migu, Lomahem, the Neymar, in Shokli, the Didi Shokli, the Malu Shaker, Baba Megum, Lomrina. Wow, meaning he thinks that lefikach is just a chazaka and not an anansadi, but he thinks that a chazit, is anansadi. Bedavka heichad the toin mikara didi hava the makish lechazis heichad the toin chazartia vilakachti mimenu the loy mekach shalei chazis mehemen. Same idea, meaning if the migu was, you know, lakachti or kivalti b'matana, you know, then which doesn't contradict the chazit, then that wouldn't be a migu b'makom edim, and that would be fine. But what emerges is, and then he talks about chatzah finish and godros and whatever. Very interesting. Now, so the Ramah holds that a chazit is a an ansani. That's probably the strongest statement. Tosis holds it overcomes motzi mechavero physical tfisa, but it's hard to know how much, you know, Tosis, you know, how much credence Tosis gives to physical tfisa. We know that, you know, he thinks it doesn't exist, you know, in very expansive lachar, you know, latest asafek circumstances. But when it's unopposed, then that isn't the issue. How much credence does he give it? Hard to know, but definitely he thinks that chazis would override it. Okay, so is that, you know, like the Ramah or less than the Ramah? Hard, very hard to say. The Rush, as we know, says it's a Siman Tov. Right? The Rush is trying to explain that in theory it should work also in a Chatzah. Right? And the Rush says two things. Number one, it's a Siman Tov. And number two, it, you know, it's even more effective, it should be more effective in a chotzer than it is in a bika, right? Because there's, you know, there's less excuse, you know, for somebody to be lingering, you know, in a potentially malicious, troublemaking way, to neutralize the chazis in a chotzer than in a bikka, because it's more of a, residential area, so people shouldn't be on the wrong side of the fence, whereas in bikka, everybody's more liberal about these things, less people see it, it's a different kind of a property, etc. So the Rosh says, number one, it's a siman, and number two, it's even more a siman in chatzer than it is in bikka for practical reasons. Okay? And therefore, the Rosh says, in his opinion, it's not less than the raya of the used to be again. The minhag was that if the wall belongs to you, that you can, have inner windows. I'm not sure what that exactly is, but inner windows. So that everybody seems to agree is a raya that works even in chatzer. Even the Rebbe Gash holds that that's true. So the Rosh says it's not less than inner windows. Okay, that's not a raya, gemura, but that's a raya. It's like a siman. So this is also like a siman. So that is the shita of the Rosh. So on the side of chazit being something that is, some sort of a raya, you have, different, applications, but you have basically the Rama, Tosis, in Bikka, the Rama in Bikka, and you have the Rosh even in Chatzar. And again, the Rosh is saying, a couple of things, but he's saying it's a Siman Tov and it's all right. And that's to be contrasted with the Rimi Gash. But just to note that the Rimi Gash, are there two days in the Rimi Gash, or is it all one day? That's not clear. So the second day, the Rimi Gash was first of all troubled by an interesting problem, which some Rishonim think is worth speaking about as like a separate halos, and some think no. Okay, what do I mean by that? Well, what are the issues? No? Chatzah she'en ba'din chalukah. That's what the Rebbe Gash basically his presentation, so I'm just reviewing it, is that a chazit should not work in a chatzah. Correct? It sounds like that's because, why not? Before he gets a second point. He thinks lefikach is a form, whatever lefikach is, it's formidable enough to override the chazit, right? Which the Rosh disagrees with. Even though, right? Okay, we know that. So again, till now we only knew that the Rimi Gash held like the Rif. We didn't know that he also felt that lefikach, gives stronger credence. We thought it was just enough for the Din of Shutfus. So this might actually support, not in the Rif, because we don't know, but the Rimi Gash as a Rif, advocate, it may support the idea, again, that either he holds Anan Sadi, right, or at least some sort of Chazaka. But the Rimi Gash's first formulation of why Chazit cannot override a Lefikach, right, is because of the power of Lefikach itself. But then he says, Noam, however, that shouldn't apply to So just to make that clear, that isn't so obvious at all, correct? That category is different from a Lefikach point of view. And indeed, that also is discussed, Yehuda, by the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba kind of wonder whether or not, even if the old Hezek were Iya, Shema Hezek, right, if we're dealing with a Chatzar Shem, but in Chaluka, or Shutfit Shem, but in Chaluka, right, will there be the equivalent of Lefikach to distinguish, Chatzar in such a case from Bikka? With respect to this question. And at the end of the day, they say, yes, the chazaka, the lefikach still applies. because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's still likely, once he decides that, that he's not going to want to split his shutfus just because he'll save on the money of the wall, so once he decides it's worth it for him to split his shutfus, it's probably every, then kicks in the chazaka of, you know, of people don't spend money for no reason. Right? So just to be, there's an interesting argument that emerges between the Rimigash and some of the other Rishonim, whether in Chotzer Sheim Din Chaluka, or Shutfa Sheim Din Chaluka, you have the equivalent of Lefikachana. Okay. But the Rimigash says you don't. Right? So then why wouldn't you apply that it should be no different than Bika? That's where he comes up with his interesting formulation on the what?
That's just the Takana and then Atu, the Chatzajepa, and the Chaluka, and then weren't Metakein.
Correct. But Atu, they weren't Metakein, and then it's a Takana. So it's interesting that the Rama, when he quotes that Rimigash, makes it seem that that was true even on the Chatzar part. Meaning that that's the reason, you know, that in the Chatzar they weren't Metakein. Not because there's like an Anan Sadi on the Chatzah. So that's an interesting other argument. But either way, what emerges from the Rimigash, and certainly the Rishonim will quote the Rimigash afterwards, is that Chazit is a Takana. And then they have all say, oh, you know, Atu, they were Metakein, they weren't Metakein. What do you mean Takana? If it's a Raya, it's a Raya. Right? So I think that's the answer, you know, to the Rush says, oh, it's no worse than, you know, than the internal windows. I think the Rimigash will tell you it's worse. So what's the difference? Why is it worse? So I think maybe the way that they learned the sugya was, you know, there are things that are less of a raya, because they're less of a riot. Like, you know, not every time that you have this phenomenon does it, you know, indicate, you know, whatever you need to be indicated. Okay. That's one kind of a riot that is, you know, less or comes, it's short of Avis for sure. Like on the scale of being a riot, how much of a riot is it? Okay. That's one kind of a question. But there can be another kind of question, and that is, oh, you know, you have a raya, except that it's, you know, neutralizable. You know, if the whole point of the raya is to prove that you're right and he's wrong, you know, where somebody's telling a lie. But this is a kind of a raya that can be manipulated. That doesn't mean, you know, just because a person is lying or maybe he's talked himself into, you know, did the dummy, whatever it is, that, you know, that he's right, but he really isn't, or he's just, he's, you know, he's more heter, doesn't mean that he would also stoop so low, you know, as to neutralize the right. Moreover, you don't always have the opportunity, maybe he's more scared about, you know, tampering with the evidence. You know, it's not a, like, you know, imkvar azkvar, like if you suspect him, like some Rishonim say, like, you know, about Shua. Why take a Shua? You know, Chasha Amon, Chasha Shuasa. If he's Chasha already, like, you know, what's the point? What's a Shua going to do for you? So I don't, it's not that point. But what I'm trying to suggest, and I think this is a suggestion I want to make here and in some of the other Simonim cases, that there are two types of issues of the Raya value of Simonim. That's really what I'm saying. One is simply, does it per se, without any kind of trickery, or you know, mischief, tampering. You know, how likely, you know, does this, you know, indicate, you know, that A is the owner, not B. And there can be a range of that. And then there's something else, and that is, oh, if it's true, you know, then it's compelling. Of course you can have a combination. However, the problem with it is that it's not tamper-proof, or not sufficiently tamper-proof. The fear is about the tampering, not the likelihood that this implies ownership. So like on the windows, you know, there's no tamper problem. The internal windows on this one side of the wall. Right? That's just like, oh, does that really indicate, you know, that he's likely the owner and the other guy isn't? Because there's an imbalance, you know, in the way that, you know, that you might say even in a chatzer. But maybe, you know, in a bika is the only place that they were mitaken that you could use this, you know, tamperable right of the chazit. Because the whole issue of the chazit, you know, the way to read the Gemara is not just, oh, what's the best place to put it? It's for sure a raya, you know, again, for the Ramah, it's, you know, an ansadi. Okay, for the Rosh, it's siman tov. Only question is, we want to make sure that we maximize it. Right? Or, if it was tamper-proof, in Okanami, but that's the maskana of the Gemara, we don't consider this within the threshold of tamper-proof. But if we think it is tamper-proof, and it's just a question of making it less tamper-proof, so then the idea that, oh, but they were metakim, you know, that even with its, you know, even with its drawbacks, you know, we're not going to be kosher for the tamper. So then it's not comparable to every other sima. Qualitative, they're a different kind of sima. Okay, good. Let's continue tomorrow. We'll start the next Mishnah on, you know, the Makatim Gap. Make sure to look at the Gemaras and Bava Kamma and, you know, start looking at the Rishonim. I gave you some things to look at. Look at all, you know, try to look at the range of Rishonim, the Rinigash, in addition, once you get through the first one, Rabbi Yona, the Rajpai. You know, everybody has something to say on this subject, obviously. The Raibin and Shittim Kumetzas. You know, but we'll start with the more basic one, Rashi, here in Tosis, and Bava Kamma, and Balamar Nomad, Alatar. What's the case, you know? How many walls we're talking about, you know, the walls between the Makif and the Nikaf, or between the Makif and the Shisarabim. But obviously there are important questions here about, you know, Zenenim Zelachaser, and maybe has a Kuriya again. So, okay, we'll start with that. Yes, Hashem.